BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Jehu and Jezebel.
Elisha sent a young prophet to anoint Jehu king of Israel. This new king was then told, "You're to kill the entire household of Ahab." Immediately, he and his men started planning how they were going to overthrow Joram, king of Israel, who was the son of Ahab and Jezebel. Joram was at his palace in Jezreel. His nephew, who was the king of Judah, had come to visit him. Jehu gathered his men and went to Jezreel. A watchman saw him and his men coming and said to the king, "There's a band of soldiers coming this way." Joram said, "Send out a rider to see if they're coming in peace." A man rode out to Jehu and said, "The king wants to know if you're coming in peace." "He knows nothing about peace. Get behind my men." The watchman said to the king, "The rider got there, but isn't coming back. He's now riding behind the others." So the king sent another rider out. He rode up to Jehu and said, "The king wants to know if you're coming in peace." "He knows nothing about peace. Get behind my men." The watchman said to the king, "The second rider has also joined them. My lord, I know who's coming. It's like a wild man is driving the lead chariot. That's how Jehu drives his chariot." Both kings then rode out to meet the soldiers, each in his own chariot. Joram yelled, "Jehu, do you come in peace?" He yelled back, "How can there be peace when Jezebel practices witchcraft and makes everyone worship idols?" Joram turned his chariot around and yelled to his nephew, "Run! It's a trap!" Jehu shot an arrow and killed Joram, hitting him between his shoulder blades. The commander shouted, "Take his body and throw it in a field that was stolen from Naboth." He then chased after the young king of Judah because he was a grandson of Ahab. Once he was in range, Jehu shot the king with an arrow. So in one day, Jehu killed both the king of Israel and the king of Judah. He then went back to Jezreel to find Jezebel. She knew he was coming, so she put on makeup, brushed her hair, and sat next to her second-floor window. When he arrived, she called down to him, "Why are you here? To keep killing people who are better than you?" He looked up at her and then yelled, "Is anyone up there who's on my side?" Some men who worked for the queen looked down from the window. Jehu yelled, "Throw her out of the window!" They then picked up Jezebel and threw her out the window. She fell to the ground, splattering blood on the wall. Jehu drove his chariot over her several times. He then went inside and got something to eat. After the meal, he said, "Well, I guess I should bury her. After all, she is a queen." He sent some men out to take care of this, but they could only find her skull, her feet, and the palms of her hands. They told Jehu, and he said, "God spoke through Elijah when he said, 'Dogs will eat Jezebel at Naboth's field, and she will be fertilizer.'"
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.